This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
I think that makes you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
You know, I don't know if Attorney General Loretta Lynch has parents who are still alive or anything, but if they are, they need to take her out by the woodshed or ground her or put her in the corner, make her wear a dunce cap. TMB, as we start, this is the Super Dad Edition because we got to teach our kids right and wrong because we got to teach our politicians right and wrong. We got to teach the Attorney General right and wrong.
Man, I tell you what, Robert, there's nothing that makes my teeth itch more than seeing some of these politicians on just on national TV. They will not answer the stupid question. They hem and haw. They answer other questions. But when asked a direct question, they will not answer it. I mean, somebody needs to take her out to the woodshed.
Yeah. Now, this, of course, is in response as we start our outside the box journey. Ty Bollinger. Robert Scott Bell, TMB and RSB together again, as we are each and every week here. And we have been following this Hillary Clinton indictment, non-indictment. She broke the law. She didn't break the law. She didn't mean it. She wasn't intentional. She's really a nice lady, even though no one likes her. Just pay no attention. The FBI Comey guy said not to indict, so I'm Loretta Lynch, the AG. The buck stops here, but I didn't have to make the decision. The fix was in. Now, she's under questioning. Super Don, who is doing the questioning here? Because we got some really classic audio clips. You will not
These are various congressmen. Jason Chaffetz was one, and there were a couple of other guys. You know, they went down the whole panel, and everybody got their chance to ask her questions. But she literally answered questions the same way with everybody who asked.
Yeah, I know. You could show her this thing like it's red. It's dripping red blood from my hand. What color is this? Well, I don't know. Let me check with the committee. That's the kind of thing that you're going to hear from her. Absolutely incredible. So let's go to Congress and find out if Loretta Lynch can answer a question directly.
Is it legal or illegal to provide false testimony under oath?
There are a number of statutes that cover that, both at the federal and state level. There are a number of ways in which that could be found.
Huh? Excuse me? She's the Attorney General. It's a simple question. That's
it's
what they
a yes
call
or no
a
question.
It's a softball, right? Even she could get it. But it tells you how far from right and wrong our government officials, elected and unelected, about to be elected or not elected or selected, are. And, of course, we've talked about for years and years and years that your energy that you infuse, that you imbue and imbibe or whatever these people with, they get drunk on it, they get high on it, not in a good way, and they use it against you to enslave you, and then they won't even answer a simple question like, is it illegal to lie under oath? Lynch can't even answer that, TMB.
It drives me nuts, man. And, you know, one of the interesting things about Lynch is that she used to work for the law firm. I think Hogan and Hartson was a law firm that she worked back in the early 2000s. And they actually were big donors to the Clintons, and they were associated with representing them on tax matters. So, you know, it's like a big incestuous party here. Everybody that's being interviewed has ties to somebody else, and they've got favors that they have owed to somebody else, or they're, you know, they've got skeletons in the closet. So we're not ever getting the truth about anything. But again, just makes me nuts when she won't answer the stupid question. It was a yes no question. Is it illegal or is it not? That's easy. Answer the question.
To be fair, Ty, we should give her another chance, shouldn't we?
Okay. I mean,
that was only one question. Maybe she'll do better on this one. All right, let's give a listen. Here we go.
So I got a question for you. Riding down the road, the speed limit says 55. I'm doing 65. Have I broke the law?
You'd have to ask the highway patrol.
Oh,
they would
God.
Likely write you a ticket.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh, my gosh. The only thing I would if I'm going to nuance it, and you know I'm a guy of nuance, I would say you didn't break the law, you violated the regulation. But still, given that, it's a clear yes or no. Okay, all right, come on. It can't be that bad. She's the Attorney General for the United States, the most powerful, most expensive, if you will, biggest debted nation, whatever we are anymore. Whatever it is, it's the biggest and baddest. Lynch, you've got to get this one.
Is it legal or illegal to provide access to somebody who doesn't have the requisite security clearance to view classified material?
You know, I'd need more facts on the hypothetical, but I would look at a number of things, and depending upon how you reviewed it, it could go any number of ways.
What?
Man, yeah, definitely no, it can't.
The Bill Clinton School of what is the definition of is?
I was just thinking about that. I mean, I literally, it took me back to, it depends on what the definition of is.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's making my teeth itch as I listen. I can't,
TMB,
how
this
have
is,
we
this
come
is,
so far?
We try to teach our kids right and wrong. You know, and of course, I've said this as well. Where do kids learn to become criminals? They learn from government officials. And they learn that they can get away with it if they only go into government, right? Certain people, they're above the law, the elites that are above the law. Of course, they're going to pay for it in the next life, if not this. But the reality is, if you think you're putting people in there that have honesty related to Hillary Clinton, you got another thing coming. We can't help you. There's even more.
Is it legal or illegal to store, house, or retain classified information in a non-secure location?
Again, I would refer you to the statute. One could, in fact, have liability. Again, depending upon the nature and facts and circumstances.
Do you have any examples of where it's legally acceptable to retain classified information in a non-secure location?
I don't have a hypothetical answer for that.
That wasn't hypothetical.
That was not hypothetical. Yeah, I was about to say, it's not hypothetical.
She didn't even have a definition of the word hypothetical, much less is.
Is so, your brain numb yet?
I'm telling you, man. Super
this went on forever too. I mean, it was.
I saw an article that said that it was 74 questions that she basically refused to answer while she was being asked. I mean, 74 questions. The reality is, look, I mean, when you look at, I think it's 18 U.S.C. section 793F, which are the requirements for felony violation, which is what Comey was supposed to be looking at.
Mm-hmm.
She violated every one of them. I think there's like six or seven bullet points. You know, she had access to classified information. She acted with gross negligence, extreme carelessness. Oh, I'm sorry. Removed the information from the proper place of custody. She transmitted it when it was not to others that were not authorized to receive it. She didn't report the transmission, and there was one other criteria. Oh, yeah, that she had knowledge that it was removed from the proper place of custody. So that's the six bullet points for Section 793F, that if you meet those, you are guilty, and you shall be fined or imprisoned. But apparently, they checked off all of those, said, yeah, she did that, she did that, she did that, but oops. You know what? We're just not going to follow the law here. We're not going to fine her or imprison her. She gets off, and why does she get off? She gets off because she's a Clinton. She gets off because she's one of the elites. She gets off because there's a double standard. There's two sets of rules, because if you or I had done this, we'd be in jail. That's the reality.
Loretta Lynch gets an F, beyond Section F, for her response and her answers. And she met with Bill Clinton on the airport, on the runway or something beforehand, and then came out after the meeting and said, I'll do whatever the FBI suggests. And, of course, that she knew the fix was in. The Clintons were home free. And if anybody is willing to still vote for Hillary Clinton, I got nothing to say to you. Except there's one more segment. Maybe Lynch can do a comeback. Here's another softball, I think.
General Lynch, who made the decision that no charges would be brought against Secretary Clinton?
Congressman, with respect to that decision, I had determined that I would accept the recommendation of the team.
So
I made that known.
Who ultimately made the decision?
I made that known, and then when the recommendation was given to me, I did accept that recommendation.
So did you ultimately make that decision, or did Director Comey?
Well, Director Comey was part of the team.
Who ultimately made the decision?
So the team consisted of prosecutors and agents. That did include Director Comey,
but there
were others.
I want to know where the buck stops. Who made the decision?
As I indicated before, I had previously decided that I would accept their recommendation when they made
it. Are you saying you made the decision?
I had previously indicated I would accept their recommendation.
Okay, so
wow.
Oh, my goodness.
This woman is like a contortionist. Hire Cirque du Soleil. Hire Loretta Lynn. She can contortion like none of your Chinese acrobats can even come close to this.
I am going to go bang my head on the wall for a few minutes. I'll be back.
Oh, man. And then, all right, let's take a pause from that because we're all going to vomit here, and it's not in a good way. But this is a story out of England. You remember that movie The Rock with Sean Connery and what was the other guy in it? Nicolas Cage. Awesome movie, right? It happens on The Rock. There was it was about the nerve gas and a terrorist, right, going rogue. And so they made up in the script these little glass, round glass balls containing nerve gas. And it turns out one of the reasons given for United Kingdom, Great Britain, England, to go to war in Iraq, like we had ours, the weapons of mass destruction, that we sold them that weren't there, they actually used parts of the script of The Rock in England as justification to also go to war with Iraq. A disaster. You can't make this up. This is the competency. So it's not just the United States of America. It's anybody involved in this New World Order. It is incredible the level of absolute absurdity in order to get folks to get drummed up and excited to be willing to sacrifice their children to fight for wars that are, in our case, unconstitutional and not declared by the People's House and for the profit of the war-making machinery and the bankers.
I hit my head on the wall so many times I have no comment. I can't even think now, but I feel better because I've forgotten about what Lynch was saying.
I thought it would just distract you enough, just enough, that a movie, a Hollywood movie script, was used as reasonable justification for England to join the attack on Saddam Hussein and Iraq, which had nothing to do with the events of 9/11.
Yeah, we've covered that, but we can get into it again. But yeah, they had nothing to do with 9/11. What's the news out this week? I just saw a couple days ago that, was it Saddam Hussein's son? Osama bin Laden's son has come out and said he's gonna get after America now. Right.
Right. Believe that. By the way, one of the reasons they said that was so absurd about The Rock is like anybody who's a specialist in like sarin nerve gas and things knows that you cannot store it that way. It's not even anywhere close to reality. If anybody would have read that and go, wait a second, let's get a weapons expert, a nerve gas expert to they look at that and go, what is this, a Hollywood script? And they'd be going, well, yeah, actually it was.
Pretty much.
It caused how many British soldiers lost their lives in that incursion? All because of more and more lies on the banker elites, including the Clintons, who seem to benefit when you don't hold them to the fire on what is right and what is wrong.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, moving on to health and healing discussion with Ty Bollinger. Also want to reference the fact that middle of October we'll be in Dallas, Texas for the Truth About Cancer, a healthy conference if there ever was one. Man, if you watch the Truth About Cancer online, most everybody that was involved in that that you loved hearing about will be together with us in Dallas. And are there any seats left? That's my only concern, is that people aren't going to act fast enough to get there if they want to.
Yeah, there's seats left, so head on over to robertscottbell.com and click through the link and get your seat reserved. Now, I don't think they're going to be available for too much longer, but we do have some seats left. Charlene and Brianna are actually down in Dallas as we are on the air tonight, and they are tasting food. I think they're organic. Actually through with the tasting, but they've been down there, and the chef that's going to be preparing the food for the conference is a big fan of the Truth About Cancer, and it's going to be all organic, non-GMO food. So, you know, it's a tough job, but Charlene sacrificed, and she went down with Brianna to taste. Yeah.
Well, it's really cool that the chef is a fan of the Truth About Cancer, because you know his heart's going to be in the preparation of food that he knows is going to be beneficial to everyone in attendance.
Oh yeah, yeah, it's going to be incredible. And you know, one of the things that I've noticed about other conferences that I've been to, none in particular, I'm not calling out anybody, but it's odd that you go to a health conference and the food's just pure crap. And so, you know, that's one of the things that we didn't want to do with this conference was try to save a buck by getting whatever, you know, getting the cheaper non-organic
stuff. They won't notice
stuff.
When we feed them GMO corn chips.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's so we just didn't want to do that. We wanted to just, we said, look, we have to talk the walk, or walk the talk, and we've got to serve food that is, you know, consistent with our message. And if we don't do that, then we've got nothing. And so we just decided that it's a lot more money, but you know, the reality is it's worth it, every penny.
Yep. We got to be living examples, right?
Yeah.
Not hypocrites. Now, headlines.
talk about headlines that are a bit presumptuous. The headline reads, "No one knows why more adults are getting this kid's disease." And we're thinking, kid's disease? What are they getting? They're getting chicken pox? Well, no. It's type 1 diabetes. The autoimmune response, when the immune system begins to attack the pancreas and the cells, and they stop producing insulin. And this is really weird because they're like, what's going on here? Why are adults getting what they used to call juvenile onset diabetes? And yet, Superdon has a very cogent observation as well in the other direction.
Well, yeah, because the way I've understood it is type 2 diabetes was something that adults were getting originally, and now it's something that the kids are getting. So it's kind of like they traded sides.
Interesting, interesting. Now, we've been saying for years, and certainly I have, that vaccines are the number one cause of type 1 diabetes because of the autoimmune response in the body. I have to speculate here. I don't have a definitive answer, Ty, but to say no one knows, I think there are people that are pretty sure that these vaccines, especially in adulthood, and now they're hammering these kids. This girl that was featured is 32. Who knows if she got hit with the HPV shot? I'm thinking that vaccines are also inculcated, can I say that, in adult juvenile onset, if that can be said.
I think they are too. I firmly believe that. And the reality is, over the last few years, I don't know the specifics enough to discuss them here, but they've changed the testing for whether you have type 1 or type 2 diabetes, and they diagnose it with certain antibodies that are present. And I think they've changed those tests, so that may be one of the reasons now that the adults are getting type 1 and the kids are getting type 2 is because the testing has changed. You know, much the same way that in the 50s we had this huge drop in polio and people thought that the vaccines had wiped it out, but we had a huge rise in a brand new disease that was really polio that had been renamed. So I don't know if we really do have an increase of adults getting type 1 and kids getting type 2, or they just changed the testing, the screening for the antibodies.
Well, in either case, we can see that kids and adults are more severely and more commonly across the board chronically ill, and those illnesses are not getting better with all of the modern medicine that we can throw at it. With all of the Obamacare that everybody's forced to participate in, it ain't getting better.
Yeah,
what's getting better is what TMB is doing with the truth about cancer, what we're doing here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, bringing that power to heal back to you. And that's why we wrote Unlock the Power to Heal. We weren't kidding around. We want to bring that power back to you.
Absolutely, man. And I was, in no means was I saying that there's not a huge rise in diabetes. There's no doubt diabetes has gone through the roof. I just don't, the testing, whether it's type 1 or type 2, I'm not so certain that that's an exact science.
No, we talk about hepatitis C issues, and maybe I'll tell the story a little later, how that test is a bogus test as well, because they've never even isolated something called hepatitis C. Non-A, non-B, right? What does that mean? They don't know, but they've got a drug for you. It'll cost you. All right, folks, this is the place for health, freedom, healing, liberty, TMB, RSV, going outside the box each and every hump day. We've got lots more healing, some cancer stories coming up as well.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, CMB here, RSB here. The truth about cancer is everywhere. We hope to see you in Dallas coming up. We've got another series of events coming up. Ty Bollinger and I will be at together. Not just that one, but what do we have? Something September 11th up in Michigan, is it?
Yeah. Actually, we'll be speaking up in Ann Arbor. Yeah, September 11th, Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Okay.
We'll be up there. I don't know who else is up there. Charlene and I are both speaking together that evening, I think, and
Excellent.
We're looking forward to it. It's I'm trying to think of who's sponsoring that conference. It's
we got to get them on the show with us.
Yeah. Met him up in, I don't know if you were there or not, but I met him up in Detroit a year or two ago.
Yeah.
At a conference I was speaking at there. They're awesome. They were there, of course, in Canada. And so right. I know you met them there. I can't remember. What's Stephanie's husband's name?
I don't remember, but I want to talk to them on the air about the event so we can get everybody excited in the Detroit metro area, go out to Ann Arbor. End of October, after the Truth About Cancer Conference, we're going to be up in North Georgia, I believe Gainesville, Georgia. We're planning to play the Harlem Legends on a Friday evening, and then Saturday we'll be speaking to a whole group of folks up there on issues of prevention, reversal of cancer.
Yeah, we are playing the Harlem Legends. We'll teach them a thing or two about basketball. I tell you what, we get RSB out there in his little tight shorts and his tank top, doing some behind the back dribbling, some 30-foot three pointers.
The only dribbling I'm going to be doing is drooling as I'm like watching people run by me. But no, we're gonna have a great time.
It'll be fun.
So be on the lookout. Yeah. We'll have the links up in the show notes, robertscapdell.com. A lot of events coming up, including the Constitution class August 13th and the Second Amendment class on the 14th, and that's in Mount Dora, Florida, at the Lakeside Inn. A historic lakeside in the oldest continuously operating hotel in the state of Florida. Fascinating place. So links are up in the show notes, robertscapdell.com. Now, in The Truth About Cancer, one of the things I talked about was selenium. How important selenium was, perhaps the most important of all of the minerals ever studied in terms of prevention and reversal of cancer. And now we have another article and more science confirming that. This is a new study published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Found that increased blood selenium levels are basically creating a scenario where there's less likelihood of liver cancer, of all cancers, to happen.
Well, that's nothing new. I mean, it's good that they're covering that, but you know, we've been talking about the inverse relationship between cancer and selenium levels for about 6 or 7 years now, haven't we?
Oh yeah, yeah, and you know, even like prostate tests, the test that they found doesn't really tell you if you have prostate cancer, but it could indicate that you have low selenium levels, for instance. And so, again, this is not just liver cancer, but this particular study focused on liver cancer, which is a pretty devastating cancer, but it can be reversed and it can be prevented. And selenium, dietary selenium, whole food selenium is key here.
Mm-hmm. And that's the key. The whole food is the key, isn't it, Robert? I mean, you've seen the studies that say selenium's toxic, but they didn't test whole food selenium. It was synthetic, right? That's the key.
Yeah, imagine that the form matters. I mean, you think if we just talk about that, just step back from it and look and go, all right, here's something that's synthetic and foreign to the body. It's not how it appears in food. And here's the stuff that, as it appears in food. Which one do you think your body would be more amenable to utilize, process appropriately, excrete if necessary, but utilize primarily? And I think if anybody but Loretta Lynch answers that correctly, she'll go, let me check. I'm not sure. Maybe FBI Comey knows. But it's like, hello, that's a moment of duh. Get your nutrients from food. Now, granted, there are times like with our buddy Dr. Bitar where they talk about introducing synthetic amino acids. But that is in response to a very unusual environmental assault, for instance, with vaccines and heavy metals coming into the body, and you need to get it out there in a hurry, very aggressively. So we don't say that there's never a place for anything synthetic, because some people say, oh, well, you guys are just earth muffins, and you would never. No. We don't throw everything out. There's an appropriate place and way to utilize everything. But if you think taking synthetic selenium is going to be the answer for preventing and reversing liver cancer, you got another thing coming.
Yes, you do. And you're talking about the EDTA, right, with Dr. Bitar, the synthetic amino acid?
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a time and a place for a lot of different things. But generally, we're looking at natural molecules, whole food molecules. You know, it's interesting that Superdon just sent us over another article that shows that bad cholesterol actually helps you live longer. So let's tackle bad cholesterol, Robert, shall we? Because we haven't talked about bad cholesterol in a while. But the reality is that, you know, when we hear bad cholesterol, what do you think? You've got two types. The reality is you only have one type of cholesterol. Mm-hmm. People think that there's two, but there's not. Cholesterol is cholesterol. It's just sometimes it's transported by low-density lipoproteins, which is LDL, and sometimes it's transported by high-density lipoproteins, which is HDL. Same molecule, it's just transported by different types of lipoproteins. And that's what gives the bad cholesterol the bad rap, is because sometimes the cholesterol is transported throughout the body with diminished resources for returning excess capacity to the liver, and it becomes the carrying capacity outweighs the transportation potential of the available HDL is the bottom line. And so that's why HDL gets a bad rap. But the reality is cholesterol is cholesterol. We're seeing that people that have high, and I'm sorry, it's not HDL, LDL, people that have high levels of the bad cholesterol, LDL, actually are living longer.
Right. And how long have I been saying that, Super Don? Higher your cholesterol levels, the more likely you are to live a long time and have full cognition. No dementia, no Alzheimer's, no neurological degradation. Is this the first time you've heard that?
You've been saying that since at least last week.
Well, thank you. At least last week. Right, yeah. I'm a bandwagon guy. I jump on it after everybody else finally agrees with me. And then I go, see, now I agree. Right? But, yeah, it's true. It's like, well, the way that it's sold to us in medicine, LDL being bad or evil, it's like the devil created LDL and God created HDL. It's like, wait a second. God created it all. And it has a purpose. It all has a purpose. The question is, do you have vascular damage? Do you have injuries to the smooth layers of your vascular system, veins, arteries, etc.? When that happens, then the cholesterol is there to help patch, to help the repair process begin, damage that would otherwise cause a breach of an artery or vein and could cause internal bleeding, death without warning. So it is a godsend even when it's doing the things they say are bad for you. It's keeping you alive. Those of you who are ignorant of the cause of heart disease, the real cause, it's keeping you alive long enough that you could have a heart attack later or else you would have died in childhood. And we go back to the Korean conflict, the Vietnam police conflict, they call it the war. The 18 and 19-year-olds brought back in body bags, they were autopsied with advanced arteriosclerosis as teenagers due to the stress, due to the diet. There's a lot of factors there. But that doesn't happen in a healthy vascular system, and it is not cholesterol that is the cause. It keeps you alive long enough. And they likely may have lived to their 40s, 50s, or 60s and then had a heart attack. But, of course, they died in the jungles of Vietnam for a war for the bankers.
That's right. That's right. And it's not the cause. It's really the repair mechanism in your body that deals the damage of the endothelium. And that's what cholesterol does. It gets the bad rap. But your poor diet, you know, a high sugar diet causes these lesions that are then repaired by the cholesterol. So you're right, Robert. The cholesterol actually is keeping people alive so they can live a while longer, maybe another couple of decades, and then have a heart attack or whatever, but it's not because of the cholesterol. If it weren't for the cholesterol, it would have died long before that.
Exactly.
And, you know, they would have, the lack of cholesterol is also implicated in a lot of neurodegenerative diseases, even Alzheimer's. And here's a great quote on cholesterol. You tell me who said this. If you want Alzheimer's, take lots of flu shots and take lots of cholesterol-lowering medications, and you will guarantee a future that you won't remember anything. Who said that, Robert?
I don't know. I forgot. I think I've been on statin drugs too long.
That was you.
No, that was me. No, of course. No, I'm being silly. But, yeah, no, that's true. Again, mercury plays a role in it as well as the statin drugs, because reducing cholesterol damages the brain and nervous system. It is Alzheimer's inducing. It is dementia inducing. It is memory stealing or thieving. We interviewed Graveline. He was the astronaut who wrote Lipitor, Thief of Memory. This is not unknown. This is very known. Now, what we also need to do is prescribe cannabis, heavy doses of cannabis for all the cardiologists that are crying, because we're right and they're wrong, and they have been wrong since the beginning. And they're upset. They're fighting back. They're like, no, this can't be. This can't be. It's like one of their tenets in their church of vascular mysticism has been robbed from them suddenly, and they're at a loss as to what to do. They're going to need help. They need cannabis.
Yeah, and you know, cannabis is really the miracle plant. There's so many different symptoms that it helps to alleviate. I was just corresponding with a war veteran over the last couple of weeks, and he's using cannabis specifically for treating cancer, but it's amazing the way that it also helps with depression and other kind of, you know, I guess mental type of issues that that you're either depressed, you're stressed, you're living in anxiety or whatever, cannabis cures all that.
We covered a story last hour, TMB, about in the places where medical marijuana was made legal, how there was such a remarkable reduction of prescriptions being written, for instance, for antidepressants, anti-anxiety drugs.
Yeah.
And that is one of the main reasons it's been made illegal, because it competed with the drug industry in certain categories where they could not compete if there were a free market for natural health.
Right, and that's what people have to get their arms around, and it's hard to grasp, and sometimes it's really hard to believe that the reason that cannabis is illegal is not because it's dangerous. It's not because it's addictive. It's not because it's a gateway drug. It is illegal because it is a much more effective treatment for a lot of these different diseases, and Big Pharma is employing the Rockefeller mantra to eliminate all competition. That competition is a sin, and the way that they've done that with marijuana, with cannabis, is just to make it illegal. They've gotten rid of the competition.
By the way, you can get CBD in all 50 states. Our good friends at CV Sciences have made it available, the Plus CBD oil. RSV15. RSV15 gets you 15% off. Your local independent retailers carry it, health food retailers. And I'll see you at MAHO, the NPA convention in Columbus, Ohio, next weekend. And listen, I'm looking forward to doing more with you, TMB, and we have one more segment to do here as we continue to go outside the box.
Love it.
Maybe we'll talk about self-prescribing antibiotics. We just don't have enough antibiotics in our lives. Maybe we can prescribe our own. What do you think?
We're antibiotic deficient, that's for sure.
We'll talk about that on the other side of this break.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Updates in the show notes, robertscottbell.com, linking out all the good places you want to be, including The Truth About Cancer. Of course, Unlock the Power to Heal, the book that TMB and RSV wrote together to bring that power to heal back to you. Still available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and I think the PDF version you can get directly by going to unlockthepowertoheal.com. Now, we've got so much more to do, only one more segment, so which one do we choose? How about, as we talked about, the vitamin A deficiency? No, not the vitamin A, but the antibiotic. And it's an article here that says too many people self-prescribe it. And I was like, what is that? I didn't know you can prescribe yourself antibiotics. I know in Mexico you can. They're over the counter. But here in America, you at least there's some level of control so you don't go crazy with it. Only the doctors go crazy with it by over-prescribing it. So it turns out that people are saving the extras they don't use for whenever they feel bad. And they're just going to pop a few of those pills. That's not a smart idea, TMB.
Well, here's my question. Do they go bad, number one? I mean, so we know the antibiotics, they mean anti-life. They're going to kill all the good stuff and bad stuff in your gut.
They will expire.
Is there a 1 year, 2 year window that they're good? I don't know.
Yes, they do expire. They do go bad. They will not kill as efficiently as they once did as they age. So that's true. That's another issue.
Yeah, but you're right. I mean, just to pop them like candy if you're feeling sick, not smart. You know, whenever you take a round of antibiotics, the doctor will say, take all of them, right? You have to take all of them for them to work. I don't know if that's actually true or not, or if that's just a way for them to get repeat business. I don't know if that's actually true.
It's actually not because they're afraid it won't work, but what they're afraid of is that any lingering bacteria will develop resistance if you don't go the entire course. But the irony there is that it doesn't matter if you take it for the full course. There's still going to be resistance that develops. So it's kind of like when they say that, I'm like, yeah, I get that, but there's still antibiotic resistance developing anyway. So what's your point?
Mm, right. And so I guess what we're seeing is that people are just they don't want to go back for the doctor's visit. I guess, you know, maybe it has something to do with the Affordable Care Act. right? Mm-hmm. Their premiums have gone up. Their co-pays have gone up. And so people are just saying, well, I know what the doctor's going to say. You got the flu or you got strep or whatever it is, and here, take an antibiotic. And so they're just going to do it themselves, which I understand that. I mean, I understand where they're coming from, but probably not a good idea to be taking antibiotics like candy.
No, it's chemotherapy. It rips your guts out. It's not just about killing bacteria. It rips your guts. And it causes leaky gut and irritable bowel and diverticulitis and colitis and Crohn's and on and on and on. And of course, overgrowth of candida. Now, the Mayo Clinic says, you know, if for some reason you have some left over, you should just throw it away. And that, even that's irresponsible. You flush that stuff down the toilet, it goes in the environment, and guess what? Creates more superbugs.
Yeah.
It's mad science. It's mad science.
It is. It is. But I think that's one of the reasons that shows like this and what we're doing is so important. It's just to bring awareness to this. Because I guess we still kind of live in an age where you just don't question what the doctor says. And I mean,
well,
we're getting out of that. I mean, we're progressing and we're starting to think more for ourselves, but it is really mad science. I mean, the antibiotics are mad science. The vaccines are most definitely mad science. Chemotherapy for treating cancer is mad science. And we just want you to wake up and realize that the power to heal is yours, but you got to think first.
Well, yeah, we want happy healing, not mad science. Happy
That's
healing.
Right.
Repeat after me. Happy healing, not mad science. So, and it's funny because the study that was published about this that we're referencing was in the journal Antimicrobial Agents and Chemotherapy. Isn't that appropriate? I've called antibiotics chemotherapy. They're right alongside of it. They're a form of chemotherapy.
Is that the journal?
Yes.
Wow, I didn't know there was a journal named that.
Mm-hmm. Antimicrobial
agents.
Wow,
okay. I'm looking at the bottom. Yes,
yeah.
The journal Wow, I did not even know that. It takes me back to Riga, Latvia, where we learned last year that the oncologists are now known as chemotherapists.
Wow.
Fight cancer, which, you know, an oncologist would be someone that would fight cancer. They treat cancer. They prescribe chemotherapy. They're chemotherapists.
Well, all doctors who prescribe antibiotics are also chemotherapists. And we have silver hydrosol. We have homeopathy. We have immune modulators. We have beta-1,3-D glucan from Better Way Health. So you've got a lot of options. And the antibiotics, quite honestly, should be the last resort, not the first, second, or third.
That's right.
B&B, my friend, always, always so wonderful to be with you to go outside the box.
Always a pleasure, man. I feel like I was mentally all over the board today, so thanks for grounding me. Always a pleasure, RSP.
Blame Loretta Lynch, who doesn't know right from wrong. It's her fault. All right, folks, that's it for tonight. Super Don, thank you. And thank you to Dr. Siegel. Hey, tell them what they need to know before we go.
Power to Heal is yours.
Yes, it is.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage, IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.